Okay, everyone, thanks so much for joining us tonight. Okay, so whether you're listening to the call live or via recording, know that that's perfect and whatever timing the session unfolds for you, it's meant to. All right, loves, let's begin by means of breathing, taking some slow, deep inhales and exhales here. Using every breath as an opportunity to release and let go. Begin to feel yourself sinking even deeper into the cushion below you. And letting your body melt even deeper into itself. Okay, now there's a little bit of resistance here to that last suggestion of letting your body melt deep inside of itself. This is where we're going to begin. So imagine just for a moment that you can feel your body and feel all the tension that you're holding on any level, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual. And imagine that this tension has its own diaphragm that it can too breathe. And we're simply going to release it from diaphragm down to the intestines, which helps to literally let go of all your crap that you're hanging on to. And as we do this, I'm seeing a couple of different emotions go. First, anger, then fear, and then rage. And I'm hearing the words, you useless, good for nothing. So whether that was an insinuation or an exact quote from, or just simply the experience of how it is you feel in relationship to a family stressor, it's showing me the father figure type of person. And that's actually linking right into the uterus energy, which is all about productivity, all about how much can you get done. And whether or not you have a physical uterus, you've certainly got one energetically. So this relationship to productivity is coming from this belief system that you have to be constantly berated to accomplish things. That life has to be miserable in order for you to succeed is another take on that. Sinking into the navel, which is our center for connectedness to life, and there's a very skewed connection here to thinking of how it has to be based on all the past experiences of how it has been, and it's keeping you stuck and repeating the same old, same old. So we're linking this into the masculine energy of taking action, and it's actually coming up as continuing homework. So if the feminine were to heal in stillness, the masculine heals in activity, taking practical action. Now, that means using the feminine sensual awareness of the pathology at hand to then take action in alignment with it. So that's like every one of these 30 days has been. So you can go back, you can go through the emails, you can decide what your awarenesses were, and then focus on a specific action and actually take it that day, for example. You may be completely drawn to another course of action and tuning into yourself on a daily level, getting to know yourself in a more intimate way of what is it I most need to do today for myself. And again, taking action. That might be simple as taking one slow deep breath before you change activities, before you move from washing the dishes to drying the dishes, taking a slow deep breath before you move from drying the dishes to hanging up the tea towel, taking one slow deep breath. So play with that. See what feels right for you. It's linking into the spleen, which is feeling tremendously overworked. It's a bit of a worry wart, so on a good day, it feels kind of like, you know, stressed and overwhelmed. But this is much more than usual. So it's refusing to do its job of digestion, as well as honoring the sweetness in life or the joy and pleasure that's here in life. It's linking to a belief system that I'll always feel lonely. No one will ever understand me. And the identity anchoring that in place is the narcissist. So the narcissist is all, if you read the myth or Google the myth of Narcissus, the myth is all about falling so deeply in love with yourself that you reach your own demise very quickly. And that can look like, oh, I'm so enamored with myself, or that can look like complete self-hatred. Either way, the ego is seductive enough to find its way. So whatever its powers of persuasion hold over you, it'll take that course of action. Okay, then we've got this belief system that, oh, I'll just screw it up, so why bother doing it? Kind of apathy. And this pendulum is then swinging to the anxiety of, well, here's all the mistakes that are going to make, so, you know, just don't even bother starting. So one is feeding off of the other. The apathy is stored in the left lung, which is our feminine lung, and then the anxiety in the right lung, or the masculine lung. And to top it all off, there's a huge separation between the two. So the separation, we're actually going to link to the heart to individuate it, to release it. And we're going to do the same throughout the yin and yang, or masculine and feminine meridians throughout the body. And again, there's this hesitancy, there's a bit of apathy here as well of, ugh, seems like a lot of work. Do I really want to go through that? Ugh, kind of an energy. Which is also highlighting some of this resistance to change, this resistance to activity, which any activity assumes some level of change. Okay, it's highlighting this concept that actually Dr. John Veltheim talked about when I last worked with him a couple months ago, about how it's important to cotton on to your areas in your life where you let things become routine. And not making big changes, but making small changes. It's where people often go awry as they try to overhaul everything, like, you know, the classic New Year's resolutions, and how long do those last? So it's simply about finding a different, slight difference in the routine. And that could be as simple as, you know, driving around the block before you go to work and taking that moment to simply breathe in your day before you begin. It could be as simple as drinking coffee instead of tea one morning, or vice versa. So finding some little changes to switch things up and shake things up, and honoring the fact that change is going to be taking place. So by meeting it and embracing it, you're rewiring how the brain perceives change as being so stressful to the system, as more of an adventure and something to look forward to, and what an opportunity. Okay, we're linking that into the diaphragm, which is holding a lot of false control. Excuse me. And it's also anchoring into the calf muscles, specifically on the left-hand side. It's the gastroc, the gastrocnemius muscle. As well as, actually, I'm also seeing the peroneal muscles pop up here as well. Okay, so the gastroc is looking at holding the energy of discernment when it comes to which action should I take, so not just going off willy-nilly, but letting that control or false control dissipate by simply honoring another way. And then for the peroneal muscles, excuse me, they're also very young, just like the gastroc, and they're actually all about our sexuality. So what I'm seeing is the exercises here of the last couple days triggering this idea of refusing to simply let yourself go. So we're going to bring in the letting go consciousness center, and we're going to give it its own little mini body talk session. So you've got an entire area in your brain devoted to simply letting go. And within this, the primary masculine matrix is kicking up a bit of a fuss. It's got this sort of like staunch, I'm gonna hold my ground no matter what type of attitude, I won't give in. Stubbornness. And the primary feminine side is too busy people pleasing to even notice what it wants or what it needs. It's linking into a belief system of, actually, it's a body image one. My body isn't good enough. Why can't it do more? Why can't it change in this way? Why is it holding tension here? Why does it cause me pain? Why does it betray me? Like, because it's not working in XYZ fashion. Whichever one most resonates with you, looking at this idea of your body failing you. Okay, it's linking into a specific event of being terrified, literally, to be in your body. And then actually being inherited from the maternal lines. So we need to look at how the feminine is relating to this physicality of the body and get it feeling more comfortable. So we're going to begin with a cellular repair on the limbic or emotional brain, which is very feminine. And we're doing a permissions here of my body is safe. It's linking into being in the womb and literally it feeling like a hostile place to exist. And this is related to a time where there was significant stress for mom, whether it was an argument with dad that was really stressful, whether it was contemplating having an abortion. Or having fear simply of, oh my God, what am I going to do with this baby? So that stressful fetal life, it's actually highlighting specifically the third month, is impacting in particular the parasympathetic nervous system, which is the part of our nervous system which allows us to be still, to heal, to rest. So, as much as the masculine heals in activity, the feminine heals in stillness. And both are within each other. So, there is activity in stillness. Holding still for a long period of time takes tremendous activity. And to maintain any sustainable level of activity, you have to find a mental stillness to be in that mode of endurance. So it's looking at both of these extremes and ending the separation of seeing them as distinct, seeing them as different. We often talk about what's masculine, what's feminine, yet at the end of the day, they're simply the same. So if exploring this concept of masculine has got you stirred up and aching to think that, the feminine is where it's at, know that you've been exploring the feminine each and every day. And in fact, it may be useful to go back through these 30 days and explore the feminine and explore how each and every one of these exercises has related to the feminine as well as to the masculine, and noting that there is no difference. Linking into the lymph system as a whole, and we need to work with the synchronicity and coordination of releasing the low self-esteem in finding that, well, when the masculine and feminine work together, it allows for the awareness and the action to be taken simultaneously when they're seen as not separate, rather than, oh, here's my awareness, oh, here's my action. It happens seamlessly and effortlessly in that moment when awareness is complete. So we need to play that out at the lymph node level, specifically within the lymph system. Think of your lymph nodes as like the trash can, and sometimes they get a little overflowed. Now the lymph moves with respiration and with muscle movement. So again, our respiration is usually a little bit more efficient when we're either moving our body or when we're at stillness and at sleep. Okay, so we need to increase circulation when at rest. It's like there's this huge contraction within the entire body of over-resting. Oh my God, is this okay? We should be in panic mode. Excuse me. And that's constricting the circulation of all those healing resources, whether it's blood that carries our passion, nerve, our communication, lymph, the drainage of our toxins, our waste, etc., down to the solitons, neutrons, protons, electrons. In particular, there's a suppression of the sexual energy from the genitals. And we're going to re-coordinate the timing of the nervous system during the moment of orgasm and release that into the septal region, which is our center for orgasm, as well as bliss and well-being, which says a lot about the healing power of sexual activity, whether orgasm is reached or not. Yeah, it's linking into the corpus callosum of the brain, which is feeling a lot like a mediator and less like a connection point between masculine and feminine. Again, there's this divide, this separation. So we're going to link it into a part of the limbic emotional brain. That rules previous memories and learning from past examples of other people. So literally, how did family relate? How did culture relate as a whole? It's linking into a cultural past life that's religious, Catholic actually in nature, of bow down and obey. So there's this suppression, almost mindlessly so. Just follow what everyone else is doing. Don't rock the boats. So we're going to sever you from that as well as from that mass consciousness that supports it. And sinking into the sixth house, which is all about practical reassessment as well as our physical health. And how can we be of better service to our body? Here we're working with permissions to feel on a sensual nature. And that's specifically tying into the stomach, which is reflecting our conscious mind and our ability to digest the world or to take in life. Okay, loves, we're going to tap here. So give yourself some slow, deep breaths. If it feels right to you, you're welcome to place a hand on your stomach as we do this. Okay, very good. Okay, we're working next with this craving of greener pastures, the sense of longing, of wanting more. And we're severing from the classic mentality in our culture that there's never enough. And unless I have it all, I'm a failure. So we're taking this pressure off, this idea that you need to be a rock star in every aspect of your life simultaneously, primarily because it also disrespects the healing nature that conflict brings. So just like if we were to be in that meditative Om Zen state where nothing is wrong, we don't usually get too fired up about looking for answers or finding another way. So when conflict arises, it allows us to explore life differently. Now, no one overly enjoys that. That would be masochistic in nature. But on the other side, there's certainly relief. Here we're looking here at the self-denial of embracing that relief when it is found after the digestion of the awareness is complete. And it's like that little step of integration has been missing. So the awarenesses that you've gained haven't been fully complete, and it also hasn't allowed for this opportunity to feel settled, to relax into your wisdom. Okay, so we're going to integrate that all down to the heart level, including physical heart, heart chakra, heart brain, and the shen. In Chinese medicine, this is the spirit, which is located at the heart. So it's the sense of I am. And that's linking into the tongue, which is the heart's speech, as well as to the hands, which are the heart's touch. So, speaking from the heart and feeling or touching from the heart. That's linking into your significant other, whether they've arrived in your life yet or not. And we're working here with permissions to be touched. And not just physically, but energetically. There's a bit of a pompousness of I am untouchable on a subconscious level that's keeping the other at bay. At the same time, as a sub-session, we're going to address a within the masculine, a fear of sexuality, and specifically of feminine sexuality, of that being really intimidating. It's linking into a past life of castration, impotence. And penis envy. Yeah, it's looking into the gallbladder, which is all about making decisions, and it's coming from this place of feeling lacking versus this place of quote unquote having it all. But really, what that looks like is being secure in the fact that you're complete wherever you are at whatever point you're at. So the understanding that you're not lacking. And we're going to link that into the 11th house in astrology, which is all about integrating that wisdom and enjoying it. This is like the people who have retired and are snowbirding it every year. They're maximizing this time in their life where they've earned their day in the sun, quote unquote. But we're finding that same place without having to earn it. Because it's yours, it's your birthright. You don't have to work and slave and sacrifice your health to get there. And it's linking into the 12th house, house of endings. And it's coming up with this idea of having to make peace with endings. So there's this resistance to, for example, a farewell, a saying goodbye, a resistance to letting things end naturally and run their course. And it's ruled by the metal element in Chinese medicine. And we're working with renewing the fact, or reminding the body of the fact that when we surrender, that this is very much something that comes from our animal instinctive part of us, from our reptilian brain. So it's an ability to simply release, let go, respond, surrender, rather than overthink it to death, rather than overplan it. There's just an automatic release. That's being defined by the awareness of healthy dispersion versus a breaking down or thinking that things are broken when they end. And we're going to do an emotional release of anger here. So knowing that it doesn't have to be something that you get pissed off about for an ending to occur, I can simply just end. Okay, and we're gonna tap here again, taking slow, deep breaths. Okay, very good. So in a way that getting in touch with our primitive wild self that was today's day is all about honoring that animal instinctiveness to surrender. So who knew surrender was such a masculine quality? So it's considered to be very yin, yet to do so requires tremendous instincts. Very young. But of course, no difference between the two. Okay, loves. Next, we're headed to a bit of a performance agenda to integrate these 30 days and have them continue to work their magic, so to speak, with all the wisdom that you've gained, with all that's unfolding for you, whether you did every day faithfully or whether you simply listened to the body talk sessions, anything in between. We're working with maximizing this integration. So we're going to link the prefrontal cortex or the heart of the brain into the heart energy and allow for this to harmoniously circulate between head and heart, understanding that these two are also not separate. And that's flowing down into the pelvis as well. So often we work with pelvis to heart to head. This is going in reverse order, head to heart to pelvis. So it's carrying the energy of grounding any rebelliousness or any of that, fuck you-ness that has been triggered in any of these past days. And there's this anxiety in the gallbladder, like, oh, did I do good enough? Did I? So you all passed from day one. You all got gold stars. There was nothing that you needed to do. There was nothing that you needed to prove to anybody. It's linking into this idea that your inner provider has let you down in some way, shape, or form. That's being stored at the level of L3 vertebrae. So we're going to release that from here. As well as from also where the lumbar spine joins the sacrum, the lumbosacral junction. As well as from the sphenoid bone in the center of our skull, it joins every other skull bone, so it's needing to move and rock with the breath. And it often gets jammed up near the basilar region of the occipital bone. So we're going to make sure that the SB joint, as we call it for short, is loosey-goosey, that it's able to move and rock with the breath, and it's not getting jammed up. And literally, I'm seeing this huge breath being able to be breathed in the diaphragm at the top of the crown of the head, and that's rippling down through the three diaphragms below it. So you've got one at the thoracic inlet, at the bottom of the throat, one at the bottom of the rib cage, and another at the bottom of the pelvis. And it's like they were kind of slippy slidey all over the map. So we need to bring them all into alignment and stack them one over top of the other. Finding the energy of, if you're familiar with yoga, the Tadasana mountain pose. So there's this energy of standing tall. As well as tuning the brain into being aware of the inner power inside of you. It's never gone anywhere, it never has. It's simply perception that sometimes makes us think that we're lacking it. And then we're going to link a part of the thalamus that's in our limbic emotional brain that deals with trying to reason, integrate. And sometimes I can get carried away in overthinking, and then that actually prevents the integration. So we're working with linking this into the sensual feminine energy of allowing the integration versus trying to muscle our way through it. And here there's a permissions of not needing to know it all. So it may not be on a conscious level if this integration is occurring, but on subconscious or sub of the subconscious, etc. Linking into all five senses, touch, taste, smell, hearing, and sights. And that's linking into the heart to continue to be aware of this heart energy, which I'm now seeing cocoon the entire body, mind and soul, and expands. And every day it's going to continue to expand that much more. It's going to continue to run this particular part for the next 17 days. So you've still got a bit of integration to do here. Okay, so let's breathe here, taking some slow deep breaths. Okay, everybody, that is end of session. So thank you so much for these past 30 days. I guess it's technically over tomorrow. And I really look forward to continuing to work with you in whatever way, shape, or form that looks like in our futures together. So do let me know. And if there is, you know, if you're on like day 18 and you're still unfolding this, know that you can still send questions. It doesn't stop tomorrow. It will continue to unfold for you in your own timing. So know that I'm available. You're welcome to call, email, Facebook, whatever's easiest for you. Okay. All right, loves, I'm sending you all big hugs and kisses, and I'm wishing you the sweetest of dreams tonight. Thanks so much. Bye for now.